I'm Jimmy Hedrick, and I'd like to tell you a bit more about myself since I'm a candidate for the IBC Diaconate. I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ when a child of 7 years of age or so. My spiritual understanding of myself then as a sinner, deserving God's judgment, was my reason for coming to Christ for forgiveness. Over the years, simple faith has grown and led me to greater knowledge and understanding of God's gift of salvation to me. My sanctification has been a progression in experiential grace, truth, and love. Emmanuel is my current life sanctification station. My wife and I have personally grown in humility and transparency and love in our 4 years of priestly ministry in the church family. Leanne, particularly, has learned patience and grown in faith in our 4 year transition from being members of a small church to members of a mega church. There are a lot of realities that I like about our church family. One, the membership of our church is diverse. Number two, our spontaneous fellowship and ministry in Christ is very joy, gives me a lot of joy, and I'm thankful for it. The prayer emphasis in our congregation is fantastic. The gospel-oriented preaching and teaching is wonderful. And last, point number five, but not least, is the love expressed by our brothers and sisters, one for another in the church family. All these things I greatly thank God for. I believe God has equipped me for the ministry of deacon in our church family by giving me the gift of mercy, the wisdom from years of pastoral experience, and a care for my neighbors, and also a care and a love for Christ's church. Scripture is dear to me. I love to meditate and read it and study it. And I want to share this portion of scripture from Romans 12, verses 1 through 5. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another.